Maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. An Iranian man has been charged in connection with an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. The US Justice Department says Farhad Shakiri is accused of being an agent of Iran who was told to mastermind a way to kill the US president-elect. Our correspondent David Blevins says the suspect is living in Iran and told investigators about his mission during a series of voluntary phone interviews.
He is alleged to have told the FBI that he was directed by an official in the Revolutionary Guard to formulate a plot to kill Donald Trump in September of this year.
Emergency measures have been put in place in Amsterdam following violence against Jewish people at a football match. The King of the Netherlands has expressed his deep horror and shock as he admitted his country failed the Jewish community. The police watchdog will review how officers from the Met handled allegations of sexual offences against former Harrods owner Mohammed Al-Fayed. The IOPC will review two cases Scotland Yard investigated in 2008 and 2013. Dozens of black Americans have received text messages telling them they've been selected to pick cotton at the nearest plantation. NBC News says they were sent to university students from colleges across the US. Gloomy weather that seems to have settled over the UK for the past 7 days will finally lift next week. Odiham in Hampshire has recorded 0 minutes of sunlight so far this month. But meteorologist Alex Deakin says we can feel hopeful about blue skies returning soon.
This weekend, a weather front's moving in. Now, that will brighten things up in parts of Scotland and Northern Ireland on Sunday, but it won't be till Monday that most of us notice the difference. But actually, Monday does look pretty sunny. So we should finally see that yellow disc in the sky again on Monday.
Ireland's impressive 19-match winning run in home rugby union internationals has been brought to an end with a 23-13 defeat to New Zealand. From Sky News, I'm Daisy Steele.
Where nature meets classical.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
This is the relaxing sound of In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
In the Park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
The Park.
On Magic Classical. This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
World with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2023 and 2024, we provided £8.8 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
I'm on a boat. Wind in my hair. Charting my own course of destiny. I'm a sailor. Nay, a captain.
Sorry, are you on Gift Gaff or something?
Yeah, and their Black Friday deal just saved me loads on a new phone.
Is that why you're on the roof?
Yeah.
In a paddling pool?
Also, yes.
Yeah, you need to get down. That's the vicar's house.
Save up to £250 on the latest phones with Gift Gaff's Black Friday deals. Head to giftgaff.com. Offer ends 4th of December 24. Terms apply. Ahoy!
Here we go again. Running a small business, I should be used to early mornings. Gotta stay ahead of the competition. After all, the early bird catches the sun loungers by the pool.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards your dream holiday.
Right by the bar as well.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex business card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Hmm. Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did
spray. No. Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No. The car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
In the Park.
On Magic Classical.
in the Park on Magic Classical. The sounds of nature in the park on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
in the park.
On Magic Classical.
Days start better with the sounds of nature.
In the park on Magic Classical.
You who are looking for love. It's easy to use and free to browse. So sign up for free at magicdating.co.uk.
You know that guy I've been seeing?
Yeah.
Turns out my sister's been seeing him too.
Oh, really?
And I heard he's been seeing Kelly at number 56. And Dave.
Your brother?
Yep.
Specsavers opticians and audiologists own their stores, so your care is their business, which can make them rather popular.
I've got something to tell you. I've got half an hour with them this afternoon.
Specsavers. Your care is our business.
Introducing the BYD Seal U DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car.
packed with features and technology, Sealu DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
The thing about a stroke is, the first sign might not seem like much. Like not being able to raise your arm to hang the washing. Or struggling to smile for a selfie. Or slurring your words whilst reading the grandkids a bedtime story. But here's the other thing. Even if it doesn't seem like it, any sign of a stroke is always an emergency. Act fast, face or arm or speech. At the first sign, it's time to call 999. Your NHS is here for you.
The last 123 Lotto.com draw isn't until 10 p.m. today, so you still have a chance to win up to £25,000. 18 plus, please play responsibly.
This Saturday, the £15 million Lotto jackpot must be won, or thousands of you will win a share of the prize. But who will it be? Maybe someone bowling, like Les, who is pretty sure his lane's wonky. Or Ellie, who has never bowled at... Get in, Ellie! Today is your lucky day. Lotto, will you be next? Play on app. The National Lottery. Account terms, rules procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
And the impressive Ioniq 5N shows how far the brand has progressed.
Smart speaker. Search Hyundai.
Hyundai. Hairdressing salon did
speak. No, Hyundai.
Hyundai. Abstract sculpture.
No, the car company.
Ah, you mean Hyundai, maker of the award-winning Ioniq 5N and the all-new Insta, their electric city car.
If you think you know our cars and how to say our name, where have you been?
Okay, search Hyundai.
It's the dawn of a new Hyundai.
Did someone say up to 75% less than the RRP? This month at TK Maxx, we're taking your favourite TK savings to the max, with even more deals. Maximum savings, maximum brands and maximum style. Everybody knows we bring the best deals all year. And now we're taking things up a notch. Head to your nearest TK Maxx or shop online now.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. A man's been charged over an alleged plot to assassinate Donald Trump. The US Justice Department says Farhad Shakiri had been tasked with planning a way to kill Mr. Trump before he was re-elected. The Iranian is now on the run. Mr. Trump's spoken before about a state-sponsored plot to kill him.
We've been threatened very directly by Iran. You do any attacks on former presidents or candidates for president, your country gets blown to smithereens.
Emergency measures are in place in Amsterdam following violence against Jewish people at a football match. 62 people were arrested and 5 taken to hospital after Maccabi Tel Aviv football fans were ambushed, kicked and beaten in the streets on Thursday night. 27-year-old Ofek Ziv explains what went through his mind when he was pelted with stones.
We're going to be dead. Get humiliating, get robbed, get punched, get kicked. Now I'm okay. It's not bleeding so much, but I'm okay now.
Earlier footage shows Israeli supporters tearing down Palestinian flags with anti-Arab chants heard. The police watchdog will review how officers from the Met handled allegations of sexual offences against former Harrods owner Mohamed Al-Fayed. The IOPC will review 2 cases Scotland Yard investigated in 2008 and 2013. More than 1 in 3 people who care for loved ones with dementia are offered no support following diagnosis and say they sometimes feel isolated and unable to cope. With nearly 6 million unpaid carers across the country, the Royal Volunteers Service is calling for action. From there, Samantha Ward explains what she'd like to see in place.
Some respite for the carer there where their loved one is just having a nice time and allowing the carer to do other things, or the carer coming along with them and having that fun social time rather than being caring time.
And the first people to get an award for emergency service workers who die in the line of duty has been announced. The Elizabeth emblem, named after the late Queen, will be given to the next of kin of a number of dead firefighters and police officers. Another cold, grey day along the North Sea coast and in Northern Ireland. Some drizzle, brighter in Northern Scotland. That's the latest. I'm Matt Hewitt.